Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving Day. That's right. It's Thanksgiving Day, and I'm live on my show. If it's Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to be live. This is my 14th consecutive live broadcast on Thanksgiving Day. We're glad to be here with you to help you move along in your Thanksgiving Day. Hope you have a great time with your friends and family today, and please be safe. That's one of the most important things of the day, right? And I'm very excited about having Jim Donovan. Jim's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's a founding member. He's been with us since February of 98. That's right. That's in the last millennia. And he's always been a great resource for us, a great friend, the author of a number of books, including Handbook to a Happier Life. And one of my favorites, Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body. Jim Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And to Georgia, be sure to give Georgia a hug for us.
Will do, yeah.
Jim, one of the things you've done over the years, and I've always enjoyed hearing your perspective on these things, is just how to get out of your own way, how to find balance in your life, how to realize that so many of the things that are speed bumps in our lives, we put there ourselves.
Well, yeah. And it amazes me that people think it's like, you know, a little bird flew by and dropped. You're having a bad day. It was because a little bird flew by and dropped on your head.
Or it's always somebody else, right?
Yeah. It's like, well, I feel lousy because the economy is down. Well, mm-hmm. You know what? You can't change that, but you can change you. And you can change how you feel, and you can change the things you do. You can change your actions. You can change a million things. Mm-hmm. So instead of focusing on the things you can't change, start looking at what you can. You know, I love the Serenity Prayer for that reason.
Yeah.
Cry me to serenity, accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And that's a big one, the wisdom to know the difference.
Well, you know,
and what can I change?
One of the things that I, talking about changing things, one of the things that I read a book called Passages 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And the main takeaway I got from that book was that she said, when I turned 40, I realized I didn't want any more BS.
There you go.
And she said, that really hit me. So I read that book when I was probably in my 20s. And when I turned 40, without really realizing that I was, you know, wasn't mindful of her wisdom, maybe subliminally, I started thinking, you know, I want to move away from people and things that make me unhappy and move toward people and things that make me happy. And I've pretty much done that for the last several years. And Jim, I wonder if when you talk about, you know, just making the decision to change things, maybe part of the decision to change things is just to move away, just to disengage. What do you think? With things that make you unhappy.
One of my favorite stories was when I was doing a seminar and a woman said to me, what do you do when people around you are putting you down? I said, I leave. And she looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah.
I said, I just get out of there.
Just disengage.
I'll literally walk away. I mean, it doesn't happen to me anymore.
There are people that you can't do that from. You got to have family members.
Yeah, and a lot of people listening right now are going to be seeing those people today.
Yeah.
Right, so you find a way to tolerate. You just sort of let it go by.
Yeah.
Figure they have their own reasons. They're trying to be helpful by telling you your business doesn't have a chance in this economy.
How about
this,
they
mean
Jim?
Well. They don't know what they're talking about, but they mean well.
How about this? How about if we say to ourselves, "Okay, I'm not going to let this person, or this thing, or this event, or this whatever it may be, I'm not going to let this take my life hostage." What about that kind of a statement to yourself?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, somebody, you could say something negative to me about my business, about my work, and in my head I could say, that's an interesting opinion. I don't agree with it, but that's interesting. And just let go of it.
Yeah.
I don't have to wind into it. I don't have to defend my position. That's, I think, one of the biggest mistakes we make. And I used to do this years ago. you know, I'd get into, especially in something like a network marketing business, and I'd start defending the product. And you know, I finally realized, you know what, you can't do this. You can't justify what you're doing to people that are trying to challenge it.
Mm-hmm.
You just let it go. Just go, that's interesting. Thanks for your opinion. Have a nice day.
Well, and you have to recognize you're not going to do business with everybody. This is one person I'm not going to do business with. I've successfully identified who's not going to be a customer.
There you go. Yeah, if you have people that are not going to support what I'm doing. This is not part of my mastermind team.
How about this? Thank you for letting me know early that you're not going to be a prospect.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, I tell people I have a philosophy that I don't take health advice from sick people. I don't take financial advice from broke people. I don't take business advice from people that aren't in business. It's really that simple.
So
you
what you're saying is,
I'll listen to you. If you tell, you give me feedback on an idea, I'm gonna weigh that.
Yeah.
Because you know what you're talking about. But somebody working in a 9-to-5 somewhere telling me why a business isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what they're talking
so,
about.
So you're saying here simply just say, well, okay, consider the source, right?
That's exactly. Everybody has opinions.
Down to simple terms. Quick break. Right back after these messages. Jim Donovan's going to have some more ideas on how we can live a happier life. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.